Name me one hip hop artist that's relevant today since 1985. One.
LL Cool J.
I'll wait. Oh, come
relevant?
On. Relevant? He playing. That's what I'm saying.
There's not one.
I'll
There's
wait.
Not one.
I'll wait.
So your argument, it's almost null and void. Like, you said, where are they today?
How is it null and void?
Name me another artist that has been relevant in hip-hop since 1985. Name one.
Listen to what I'm saying. No, I am. What I'm saying is that Beastie Boys came in, they did their thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, they're doing rock. Let's look at Kid Rock. Didn't he come in doing that hip hop rock stuff, yeah. right? What is he doing now? Country. Same thing with Linkin Park. They came in doing rap, right? What's the other one?
Limp Bizkit.
Because corporate now has seen that there is a lot of money in hip hop because it wasn't
you and Jameson that said that, you know, the whole rock thing is nothing new and it's not really going to be the future of hip hop. It's not this, it's not that.
Yeah.
Isn't that your argument?
So what's your problem with it then?
Because if it's not going to be that big from your own mouth,
I'm going to tell you what my problem is. My problem is that when Travis Barker and rock and hip hop is more important and relevant than Pharoah Monch.
You know
that's
what, man?
The problem.
You're a fucking music racist. You're a music racist.
In what terms?
You don't like things to cross over, rock, rap, country.
Things are fine if it cross over as long as it doesn't lose its essence. But when it loses its essence, then it's gone.
Losing its essence? So Travis Barker stuff is losing its essence? It's losing the essence of hip hop and it's losing the essence of rock. Is that what you're saying?
You think people who listen to rock saying the same thing about him? Like, man, he's losing the rock essence because he's collaborating with all these.
You know what? You know what it is? Because I don't even think they care because they got their sound.
They got their sound.
But we have
our sound.
No. We have to adjust our ear because we listen to hip hop, boom bap, and all the other stuff, right? But when we listen to Travis Barker, it has more of a rock edge to it. So yeah, we're gonna have to adjust our ear in order to digest it. Yes.
Whoa, I don't believe that, man.
Why not?
Because lyrics are lyrics at the end of the day, and they're either hot or they're whack.
Lyrics will be there, but what about the music? The music will be different.
The essence is something different,
man.
So there's nothing wrong with a new sound?
There's nothing wrong.
Ask B. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that it hasn't worked.
But I'm not saying
that it's successful. What I'm saying is that when Pharoah Monch can't be relevant or is not as important as a Travis Barker rock sound, that is a problem
Let me ask you this. Do you think hip-hop lost its essence when Jay-Z collaborated with R. Kelly in two albums?
I think he set up something that didn't work. And created a trend that's not necessarily working. Because you've seen a lot of people trying to do those duo albums. But how many has necessarily been successful? Or has really came to reality?
You know what, man? You are really a music racist. Because I say the word racist because, you know, if you take it to people, right? You wouldn't be your color if you had two black-ass parents that came from Africa.
Okay.
Right?
I'm waiting for the point.
My point is that it's a beautiful thing when things cross over.
Is it?
Yes. It's very beautiful.
How?
What do you mean how? You're creating something new. You want to stay with everything old.
What's lost?
No. The thing is that I don't think the sound is lost because you still have hip-hop artists doing their thing. Now, if they changed how they do their thing on a rock album, then yes, the essence of hip-hop is lost. But the essence of hip-hop is not lost when you got Busta Rhyme that's been in the game since the early 90s, late 80s, and he's doing his thing, what he does best on a rock album. Now, if he was over here, you know, screaming like motherfucking Limp Bizkit and Korn and all that shit, then yes, then I will agree with you.
Like Lil Wayne?
We agreed that Lil Wayne made a rock album, but that's a prime example of how it can lose its essence. But we didn't say that was hip hop.
Hip hop said it was hip hop.
It was marketed to the hip hop community.
Was it not?
Everybody.
But wasn't that marketed to the hip hop community? Didn't they try to sell us on that shit? Then they try to sell us on that shit.
It's whack.
Who's they?
Corporate.
I agree. I agree.
That could be my new nickname. But,
all right, name me another hip hop artist that made a whole rock album. I'll wait.
Yeah, we'll be waiting all day.
But Ken, the point is, that's one anomaly. That's one time. And it didn't work. And it lost the essence of hip-hop, and that's why that shit was fucking trash. But what Travis Barker is doing is not losing the essence of hip-hop, because you got Lil Jon. He's on there doing, yeah, come on. He's doing all that. He's doing what is him. And that's hip-hop.
I think Slaughterhouse going to bring fire on there. I mean, I'm pretty sure they ain't going to be
hip-hop.
No.
So you said, so Slaughterhouse is going to be over here rocking out? Like, come on, man.
Let me clarify something. I'm not saying that what... Because I like what Travis Barker does when he does when he remixes the tracks, right? Mm-hmm. I'm with that. I'm even okay with this. My problem is that when it goes beyond this, and the fact that people would care more about Travis Barker than a Pharoah Monch or a Raekwon.
You know what? Look at here,
that's,
though.
But how is that not a problem?
Okay. I don't see it as a problem. Drake said it best. He says rap is not equal opportunity. Some people gonna make that shit, and some people not. And you have, and either you're gonna do something that is gonna try to appeal to everybody and lose your core fan base, or keep it underground. And you know what I'm saying? Pharaoh Monch is Pharaoh Monch because he's Pharaoh Monch, and he's gonna stick his lane. And you think it's a problem that Pharaoh Monch isn't accepted by everybody? That's not a problem, because he's keeping it real and sticking to his core fan base.
You know what it is? Pharaoh Monch is not accepted by everybody because he's been gone for a minute. You know,
even when he was relevant, was he accepted?
Way back when he was Simon Says.
Did you hear everything on the radio? Was he really getting radio play? Was he commercially accepted? No.
In my city, he was getting played a lot.
Really?
Yeah,
okay. So I'll take that back. But at the end of the day, Raekwon, yeah, they got a little spin here and there, as Wu-Tang, they got spin. And yes, the albums are great. But I got every Raekwon album except for the new one. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of Ghostface. I got, you know, all his latest shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, these guys are, you know, you're comparing them to Jay-Z. You're comparing them to all of these mega stars. Why don't you compare them to Immortal Technique? Why don't you compare them to Jedi Mind Tricks? Why don't you compare them to the people that course their lane?
Because they don't want to be them.
But so then whose problem is that? Is that theirs or is that ours?
I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of both. I think the fact that we're not pushing out our dollars to support it, it's a problem within itself. Because
is that, you know how we were talking on the phone and we were saying you don't give a shit about record sales, and I was saying I don't either, but it gives you, you know, the type of support that this artist is getting, and it also involves your career, because if you sell 1,000 units, you're not gonna have a career. You know what I'm saying? 30,000, okay, you know, you may not be Jay-Z, but you're going to have, you know, a career.
You can do shows and stuff. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, Raekwon is gonna stay his lane, and he is what he is. At the end of the day, he is what he is.
He didn't do a Lupe on us, in other words.
You know what I'm saying? And he's gonna stay that route, man, because he doesn't have that Jay-Z sound. But at the end of the day, I said that every artist goal should be to make it big, or as big as you can make it. And Raekwon is as big as he can make it. And that's not sad to me, because he's still doing what he wants to do.
No, I'm not saying that's sad. What's sad is that Ghostface, Raekwon, all these guys, man, have dropped really good albums.
Solid albums.
And how many have you heard on the radio here in Atlanta?
Oh, but we talked about that the last show.
I know, I get that, but I'm still saying that is sad. And I think we could probably use Atlanta maybe as a testing ground to say that it may be in other states as well that are along the southern border. But, I don't know that, though.
Put it like this.
So I can't really speak to that.
On the radio, you can't test shit in Atlanta, because the only people that's going to get played is Walker Flocka, Shorty Lowe, you know, T.I., Jeezy, a couple Jay-Z tracks, a couple Drake tracks. We know, man, yo, Atlanta, 107.9, V103, you know, all y'all niggas. Yo, do something about this music, man, because this shit is really trash.